Be still and know. A bricklayer was being interviewed on the subject of prayer. Yes, he said, I pray nearly every night, and sometimes in the morning. Why do you pray? Do you really believe in God, and do you think he will answer your requests? You can't help believing in God, he replied. Someone with a brain must be behind everything. I don't understand the Lord's Prayer, but I say it all the same. I think he answers if what I ask for isn't too silly. A cripple with a radiant smile selling matches beside the curb told the same interviewer that he had always prayed. But can you still say, Thy will be done, when you have lost the use of your legs and have been forced to sell your matches, and all in spite of prayer? Yes, sir. I still pray that prayer, he said. Do you think your prayers are answered? Yes. My job is to stay here and smile. I got enough to live on. Columnist John R. Gunn writes, What an outlook, what a triumph of prayer. A man crippled and poor found strength to do his job by means of prayer. Prayer is the inborn tendency of human beings. The mother praying for her children is encouraged to new hopes for them. The harassed businessman praying for guidance and help finds his strength increased. The statesman invoking divine aid in dealing with the problems of government is brought nearer to God and hence to a clearer understanding and vision. The privilege of the sweet hour of prayer that brings us from the world of care has been and is the greatest blessing to mankind. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Psalms. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.